From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. 103 people have been confirmed dead, 235 wounded in Saturday's Kabul, Afghanistan suicide bomb blast. An eyewitness describes what happened.
I was sitting in my store when the huge blast occurred. I dropped to the ground and then found my brother was hurt. I took him to the hospital. There were already many wounded there, and the doctors were swamped.
The Taliban has claimed responsibility for plotting that attack. Russian police wrestled opposition leader Alexei Navalny into a patrol wagon Sunday, moments after he appeared at a rally to urge voters to boycott what he said would be a rigged presidential election in March.
The moment Russia's opposition leader was detained by police just minutes after appearing at a Moscow rally. Video footage posted on social media shows Alexei Navalny wrestled into the back of a patrol wagon just a few hundred meters from the Kremlin. He was walking to join several hundred supporters taking part in an opposition-led rally. The nationwide protests are calling for a boycott of what Navalny says will be a rigged presidential election in March. Earlier in the day, police raided his Moscow headquarters, forcing their way into the office using power tools, citing reports of a bomb threat.
Reuters' Scarlett Svetanovich. U.S. President Donald Trump touted the continued growth of the U.S. economy Sunday, saying it is better than it has been in many decades. In praising the U.S. economic performance, Mr. Trump also attacked rapper Jay-Z after he criticized Trump in a Saturday news talk show over the president's recent reported vulgar descriptions of people from Haiti and Africa. This is VOA News. Spain's top court has moved to block former Catalan president Carles Puigdemont from taking that office again. The Constitutional Court ruled Saturday that the fugitive ex-president could not rule from abroad if he returned to the presidential post in a regional parliament vote Tuesday. Puigdemont has said he could be sworn in remotely via a video conference session. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy had said that Puigdemont cannot act as a Catalan president while in exile, and that if he is chosen, then the suspension of Catalonia's autonomy will remain in effect. A second group of refugees to be resettled in the United States from Australia's offshore immigration centers has left Papua New Guinea. Washington has agreed to take up to 1,250 migrants held in Australian-run processing camps in the South Pacific.
On Tuesday, 58 refugees flew out of Papua New Guinea. Most have been held at the Australian-run detention camp on Manus Island for more than 4 years. The migrants, mostly from Afghanistan and Pakistan, had been told they'd never be allowed to settle in Australia, part of Canberra's long-running policy to combat human trafficking. Last year, 54 refugees from Australia's two offshore immigration facilities on Manus Island and the tiny Pacific Republic of Nauru were resettled in the US. Another group of 130 refugees on Nauru is expected to leave the island for the US in the coming weeks.
That is Phil Mercer reporting for VOA. Two Republican senators said this Sunday that the U.S. Congress should revisit proposed legislation to protect Special Counsel Robert Mueller after President Donald Trump tried to fire him last year while he investigated the Trump campaign's ties with Russia. In separate television interviews, Senators Susan Collins and Lindsey Graham expressed dismay at reports the Republican president had told the top White House lawyer to order U.S. Justice Department officials to fire Mueller. A French woman has been found alive on the treacherous northern Himalayan peak known as Killer Mountain, but rescuers still have not been able to locate her Polish climbing companion. The pair, Tomasz Makowicz from Poland and Elizabeth Revel of France, were attempting to scale the more than 8,000-meter mountain, but they got stuck at the 7,400-meter mark and radioed for help. Swiss tennis star Roger Federer has defeated Marin Cilic of Croatia to win the 2018 Australian Open in Melbourne. Also in the women's final, second seed Caroline Wozniacki of Denmark beat top-seeded Romanian star Simona Halep in three sets. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.